The 2009 regulations specified a front wing that was the full width of the car, with a neutral section over the central 500 millimeters of the wing and a delayed diffuser. This meant the front end of the diffuser could not now be positioned forward of the center of the rear axle. The area around the barge bores was also heavily restricted, while the various appendages and flicks on the side pod were effectively banned. The rear wing was also made much narrower but taller, giving the rear end of the car a rather awkward look. So, aerodynamically, a very different car. The first question was, what do you do with this new front wing? You've now got a front wing sitting directly ahead of the front tyres. As mentioned before, all wings will shed a vortex at their tip. That's a function of the fact that on a racing car, you've got high pressure on top of the wing and low pressure underneath. So the air effectively tries to take a shortcut round the tip and spin from top surface to bottom surface, creating this vortical structure that sheds off downstream.